Hi guys, so this is my first episode. I hope you all like it. So today's topic is K-pop. I've been a huge K-pop fan from the end of 2016. So it's been a few years. I mean, there is a lot of stigma, toxic culture surrounding the K-pop industry, K-pop in general. But we cannot deny that it's an amazing genre of music. So here it goes, Trace. Topic I'm going to talk about is top 5 female soloists. So this is just my opinion. I'm not a singer, dancer, it's just what I feel. So the number 1 is on the list is Kim Taehyun, a Girls' Generation member. I mean, we all can agree that Kim Taehyun is vocally gifted. She's an amazing performer. And yeah, I love her songs. Like for season, Spark, I've been obsessed with Spark from few months. From the day it's been released to still today, I keep listening to it. I mean, it's that good. Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like, you know, she deserves a number one spot. So on to the second, it's Hyuna. She's been a member of like many groups like Troublemaker, 4 Minute, Wonder Girls, Triple H, and she is a great, great soloist. I think like Kim Hyuna is amazing performer. Like her stage presence is out of the world. Right? Like she makes you want watch her. You know, like, you know, she grabs your attention, and yeah, I did have a great deal of, you know, debate on whether putting 1-2 position in the list, but she's some like Hyuna has some great songs throughout her career. Like Bubble Pop is iconic, Gangnam Style is iconic, and she has done many things in K-pop that is pretty iconic. So yeah, even her new music Flower Shower is amazing, and yeah, just number 2 on the list. So to the third person on the list is Junghwa. She was an IOI member, but we all know it ended pretty soon. So yeah, we all know that she's an amazing, amazing, amazing dancer. Like, have you seen her dancing? She has great stage presence too, and she's a good singer too. She's like all in one package. Like, none of her songs are bad. Like, all of them slaps hard. Like, there's not one single song that is bad for me. Like, Roller Coaster was amazing. Love You, Gotta Go, Snapping, Why Don't You Know. Like, every song. Yeah, like, she brings it, you know. So, on the fourth person is Sumi, Wonder Girls member. She's a great, I mean, she's also a great dancer, you know, like facial expressions, song, as you know, was very, you know, iconic in a sense. And she's a great performer too. But I just feel like her songs are in that same genre, like it just feels same to me. But although they're amazing songs, but they feel similar to me. I don't know if it's just me. So I think, yeah, that was the reason I put it fourth in the list. So fifth is IU. IU is a great singer. Like, this is if someone would agree, she would be one on the list. But it's just my opinion. I mean, she's a great performer. Her songs are like, she does not need to make something to make herself stand out. Like, you know, she's enough herself to make herself, you know, to stand out without needing any extra thing. You know, that's like, she has that, you know, like idol feeling. And she's also like gifted, like Ballet, Good Day, or 23. And she's also an amazing actor. I mean, yeah. So yeah, there goes my list of the top 5 female soloists. I mean, you can disagree to it, but it's just my opinion of what I feel. So I think few mentions would be on the honorable mentions would be like Jennie Kim. as a great performer, but he has only one song. Like, you know, we gotta see. I mean, and yeah, and that's it, guys. Other day's it for today's episode, and hope you guys like it.